Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, an old segment I used to do on WGN Radio where I would pitch terrible inventions to an unsuspecting audience. They would call and text and tell me I'm an idiot. Boy, and I mean old. This is one of the earlier episodes we're playing now, back from August 2015. And what shocks me about this is The Frying Pan segment is almost 10 years old at this point. It's been a while, and I miss the heck out of it. This was a fun one, obviously a terrible invention idea with real physical, diabolical intention, and audiences. This was early enough where they all thought I was completely legitimate and out of my skull. So enjoy Chew Patrol.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
Are you really so brave? Or are you the one who is afraid? What do you think?
Hey, it's The Download here on WGN. When you hear that, when you hear the griddle, when you hear the frying pan, you know it's time to put Shark Tank's Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin's the brains behind a successful local business. I want to draw a cat for you. He's presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. That's right. He's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Good I'm to happy see to be here. It's good to see you, too.
You know, we don't usually get to see each other except for the time that we're on the air together. And it usually ends poorly for you. And then it seems it's just I always feel like there's a bad taste in your mouth because, you know, listeners eviscerated an idea.
So what I've done this week is I've come up with an idea that everybody has to love.
Right.
You know, there is joy and happiness baked into this thing. And if there are any Grinches out there who hate it, I don't know how they're going to live with themselves tomorrow.
All right.
So I think I've got a winner here. I think I finally have invented a business and a product that people are going to really enjoy.
All right. Well, here's the plan. The plan is that Steve's going to give us his pitch for the frying pan. And you're going to give us a call or text us at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Like I said, you can text that number. You can call. You can also go on Twitter, hashtag frying pan. Steve, what's your idea for this week on the frying pan?
Okay, here's the deal. Everybody loves wearables these days, right? You know, like watches, special connected watches that you can wear, cool
right.
technology that you put on. And everybody loves using their wearables to help with dieting. Dieting is a huge fad now. Everybody loves to diet. They love to stay fit. I've invented something. It's in prototype right now. It's called Chew Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is a wearable that you put near, like right behind your ear. Okay? It sticks a little bit into the flesh and connects to the muscles that operate your jaw. Now, what it will do is count your chews throughout the day. And after a few days, it gets to know how many times you're chewing, you know, basically calculating how much you're eating. And it will set a level for you. So maybe that's 3,000 chews for the day. Once you hit past 3,000, it's not going to paralyze your jaw. It's still going to let you chew. But every time you chew, it will emit a very high-pitched shriek into your inner ear to make it a less pleasant experience for you, slowly training you to decrease your chew count throughout the day and lose weight in the process.
Hmm. And so what do we call this?
Chew Patrol.
Chew Patrol. I have questions.
Okay.
But I don't want to be the one that asks questions. I try to be sort of the objective middleman between the WGN Radio listening audience and Steve Gadlin. 312.
I have to say, I appreciate it, too. You're always very objective.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 312-981-7200.
7200, 312-981-7200. You can call or text or go on Twitter, hashtag frying pan. Yay or nay on Chew Patrol, which is a wearable device you wear behind your ear that counts the number of chews that are, that can you, well, I have questions, but.
Sure.
But it's a wearable device that, go ahead, explain.
It's a wearable. It sticks right into the flesh, right behind your ear, and it, because it probes the muscle, it can tell how many times you chew over the course of a day. That's something not a lot of us count. You know, we're all counting steps, we're all counting calories, but a real big indicator in how much you eat is how many times you chew over the course of the day. So Chew Patrol brings that number into your world.
I love
people
it.
Will be on the trains, on the streets, trading their chew counts for the day, and that will become part of the vocabulary.
I like this one.
Thanks.
You know, I do. I think, you know, this is the, you know, little positivity. I know you've had 12 or 13 of these ideas shot down by the WGN audience.
Sure.
I have a feeling
that
this one is going to actually, I could tell by the way the lines lit up that people are going to be interested in Chew Patrol. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call the number, yay or nay on Chew Patrol, or you can text, which people are doing, and you also can go to Twitter at hashtag frying pan. We're going to take a break. We come back, we are going to listen to the WGN Download Nation, what they think of Chew Patrol.
Awesome.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's Friday night at 10, so that means it is the frying pan. Local entrepreneur Steve Gadlin is in studio. He's pitching a new idea once again. Steve, what's this week's idea?
So this is a wearable, and it's a diet tool. It's called Chew Patrol. You pin it into the skin right underneath your ear. And what it does is it counts the chews you make throughout the course of the day, which is something none of us ever monitor. We monitor calories, we monitor exercise, but we never monitor how many times we chew our teeth together, and that's a real solid indicator for how much food we've had over the day. This will give you your average chew count, and then with one of our licensed dietitians, we'll set a goal target number of chews for you over the course of the day. You are allowed to exceed that chew count. Nothing bad will happen to you. We will not paralyze your jaw with the device. We will emit a pretty high-pitched shriek that only you can hear to make chewing a lot more uncomfortable once you hit that limit.
All right.
It's a great weight loss tool.
Well, you know, there it falls right into the into line with the sort of diet industry. There's always great sort of inventions around sort of diet and weight loss, and this could be the next big thing. Let's try some of the calls. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's to call or to text whether or not you like Chew Patrol, Steve Gadlin's latest idea. Let's go to Raj. Raj, yay or nay on Chew Patrol?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How about you?
Not bad. A couple glaring ones came out to me real quick. One was if you happen to be an avid gum chewer. And the other one is, thinking of my wife, I think you could suck down quite a few milkshakes out of a straw without chewing, and that could throw off your calorie intake.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Raj. Those are good questions.
Yeah, that's
how
a
do
good
you,
point.
You can get around it. Well, and also gum chewing.
You can get around anything. We'd ask that when you are slurping down a milkshake that you go through the motions of chewing just to stay honest. I mean, we can't keep you honest. Well, the technology can, but we don't employ that in case, you know, of extreme cases. I will say, though, in terms of chewing gum, you have to remember everyone's chew count is going to be different. So if you chew gum regularly, that first week where we are closely monitoring and logging your chews, That will factor into it, and you'll probably get a higher average target, you know, chew count rate than another user that doesn't chew gum.
773 asks, how can you measure when some people chew very little before they swallow?
Yeah, well, this is patented technology, so I'd love to go into it. I will say it is connected to your phone, so we are able to leverage some of the advanced technology in your mobile phone. But I can't give away our secret sauce, obviously.
Let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to the Download. Yay or nay on Chew Patrol?
I want to order one right now.
Hey!
Oh, great, Cynthia.
Thank you. I was driving in my car, and I'm thinking, I got to lose some weight, I got to lose some weight. And then I listen to this, and I'm like, hey, maybe this is the answer, because I think it would give you a physical, I don't want to say pain, but uncomfortableness that mm-hmm. when you're eating, you're comfortable eating. That's why you overeat. So mm-hmm. I think it's a great device.
Thank you, Cynthia.
And I'd like to be the first one to use it and experiment with me.
Yeah, there you go. You can experiment with Cynthia. That's always something you want to tell you know, somebody on the radio, Cynthia. That's good, but yeah. Go ahead.
I think that's great, Cynthia, too. And, you know, something you bring up is the whole comfort level. And, yeah, we make sure that once you hit that agreed-upon target chew level, we make it very uncomfortable for you to continue mm-hmm. chewing by emitting a real high-pitched noise right into your eardrum.
847 says, not bad. But how will device determine if you are chewing healthy food or junk food? After all, that's what makes you lose weight.
Well, but that's what makes this different from other diets. Other diets care what you're eating, how much you're eating, how much you're exercising. We're getting rid of all those metrics. We're giving you the one that's important that doctors never talk about. That's how many times you chew over the course of a day.
815's got a good question. How will you differentiate between chewing and talking?
Well, we do ask that during the first week when you are acclimating your body to Chew Patrol that you only whisper. So if you keep your lips together and emit a high enough pitch whisper, mm-hmm. we find that in most cases people will be able to hear what you say. That helps us get that chew count down. Then talking will, of course, factor into your chew count, and that's something we work through with you. And I'll say the technology on that is a lot better than you think. We mm-hmm. have ways of knowing. Once we plug this thing into the skin below your ear, we tap into a lot of your internal systems and can tell the difference between talking and chewing. Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. There's a couple of questions. I mean, we're going to get to – we had some of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Now let's see what the other side has to say. Sharon, it says here you're a nay.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a nay, and primarily because my understanding is that chewing is very beneficial, and the more you chew your food before you swallow it, the less time the food stays in the stomach and rots, which can promote disease, actually. Mm-hmm. So that concerns me, you know, that people might say, you know, my chew count might be getting up there. I think I better swallow
this. Skip
it,
right, and not to mention all the choking hazards. Sharon, thank you so much for that. You know, there is a question. I mean, people, this is serious stuff when you're talking about
sure.
diet. They're going to try to get around Chew Patrol.
Well, you know, if you take a bite of steak and you decide you don't want to do the 3 recommended chews and you decide to swallow that whole, that's a liability you take on yourself. We are not recommending that people try to cheat the system. We think cheating the system is one of the things that makes other diets fail. Mm-hmm. So here we've got a fail safe, you know. Hey, you can try to cheat the system by swallowing that hot dog whole mm-hmm. or that piece of lettuce, but you know, you're only really putting yourself at danger there.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Chew Patrol?
Oh, a big nay. It's one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard. I think you got to put it on a cow to see how many times it chews its cud. You'd get the same amount of scientific evidence.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks, Dave.
Well, the difference, metaphor, though, yeah, the difference between a human and a cow is we want the cows to eat a lot because, I know it's an unpopular thing, but we slaughter the cows and eat them. The Chew Patrol's designed for human beings. Mm-hmm. You know, you do not even have to use this as a diet tool. This gives you a new metric about your life that you may not be thinking about every day, and that's mm-hmm. how many times you chew over the course of the day. Gosh, if you ask 30 people on the street right now how many times they chew over the course of the day, you'll get 30 very different answers. That's just a number that's very hard to guess. Chew Patrol gives them the confidence to answer those surveys with 100% accuracy. My average chew count is 10,000. My average chew count is 3,000. I have a feeling once Chew Patrol is released, that's a number you hear people talking about on the train pretty much every day.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 847's got a, if this is worn at night, would this act as a snore appliance subject to the FDA number 872-558-0630?
Well, that's funny that they bring that up because one of the ideas I had earlier was modifying this for other things beyond chewing. So, yeah, we are working on a snore appliance to monitor snoring. We are working on a bunch of different ways. Again, because this injects into about a half inch of skin below your ear, we tap into a lot of your neurology and your pathology and can transmit back to our computers a lot of information about your body that you don't even know.
Huh. So it's almost like a Fitbit for chewing.
Yeah, and then we're counting chews, we're recording audio in the room, we're doing a lot of things and using a lot of different data points to really help you establish the proper chew count.
The number 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're talking about Steve Gatlin's newest idea tonight on the Frying Pan. It's called Chew Patrol. It's a wearable device that's injected beneath the skin of your ear that monitors your chews. That's a dietary device.
Sure.
That when you hit your allowed number of chews, emits a high piercing sound into your ear to keep you from chewing more.
Yeah, if you continue to chew, we try to make it very uncomfortable for you. Just to remind you, you've hit your chew count for the day. Maybe it's time to stop putting food in your mouth.
312-981-7200. When we come back, we'll take your calls, and there's some people on the line. We'll get to you. I also have a ton of texts, and we'll talk a little bit more. I think people are asking about damage to your skin and to your hearing. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Great. Can't wait.
It's The Frying Pan with Steve Gatlin here on The Download. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's The Download here on WGN. It's Friday night, so that means time for The Frying Pan. Local entrepreneur Steve Gatlin is in the frying pan tonight. As always, he comes up with a new idea. He had won on Shark Tank for IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Has a development deal with Mark Cuban, and he's supposed to bring Mark new ideas. Before he brings them ideas, he brings his latest to WGN Radio for us to sort of workshop.
Yeah.
So this is a yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's not doing so bad. I mean, it's a half. And to update the audience tonight, so we can get some yay or nays on the books.
Yeah.
Chew Patrol.
So Chew Patrol is I'll call it a wearable / implant that goes right behind your ear. And what it does is it monitors that one metric about food intake that a lot of us forget to count, which is how many times do you chew over the course of a day? Now, after you wear it for a week and our experts monitor you incessantly for 7 days, we come up with what we feel is the ideal number of chews for you in a day. And what we'll do then is allow you to continue chewing after you hit that limit, but we will make it uncomfortable for you to continue chewing with both a high-pitched shrieky noise that's delivered straight into your eardrum. And I hesitate to mention it because it's so minor, but a very small electrical, I don't want to call it a shock, let's call it a little buzz. It's a physical reminder that it's time to stop chewing.
Yee. Okay, that's new. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the text here. I got a ton of them. 219 says, what about tinnitus?
Mm-hmm. Well, tinnitus is a terrible thing to live with. I know I've had bouts of tinnitus for several years. I guarantee you, you'll still hear the shriek pitch of the Chew Patrol over your tinnitus if that's the concern. So we get, compared to tinnitus, our sound is sort of like comparing an orchestra to a single clarinet player. There won't be any problems hearing this over your tinnitus.
815 says, sticking it in your body below the ear, how sanitary is this? Is there an anti-rejection medication you need to take so your body doesn't reject this?
Well, here we go again with big medical getting in the way of a very simple procedure. We send an at-home kit with illustrated instructions in 14 different languages. So this is something you can do in the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. It is, I call it a wearable / injection. It's injected, but part of it is always visible. We need visible antenna so that we can send the signal, the audio, everything back to our computers. So it's not as hard. It's easier than piercing your ear. And how many of us have done that by ourselves at home?
Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of, there are some concerns about your hearing. 847
sure.
says, how are you preventing hearing damage from a high-pitched sound being piped directly into your ear?
Well, and again, this is the one diet tool that forces responsibility on the person using it. So it's not how am I preventing that damage? How are you preventing that damage? by stopping chewing before you hit your chew count.
That's right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 815 says, been in the medical field for several years. Have never seen any studies correlating to how much you chew and its relationship to weight loss.
Well, and what did they say? They've been in the medical community for many years. And I'll tell you, there are always obstacles when you deal with people from the medical community. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of unnecessary red tape and bureaucracy you have to get through to get anything approved. That's why we make our claims on the package in very loose terms. I mean, I'll say here on the radio, this will probably help you lose some weight. We don't make that claim on the package. We do through suggestive photos, before and after photos. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're careful about the claims we make. So I'm not worried about having to cut through the medical red tape and things like studies.
815 reiterates something from earlier, saying chewing more is actually better because you're not swallowing food fast. Mm-hmm. Hence, you may be eating less by chewing more.
Well, I'm just going to turn this into an elementary school argument. I hate to do it, but who can eat less by chewing more? I think if we went out there and we've done the studies, you know, we've had three or four people test this for several hours at a time. And what we show is that the people who eat more chew more. And how many of us are doing ourselves that favor of really answering the question, mm-hmm. how many times do you chew over the course of a day?
Okay. There's 708 says, sticking to your flesh. What about the chance for infection? Here we go again with the infection stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well,
which we get a lot when you deal with medical industry stuff.
Yeah, I'd say the risk for infection is no greater than a home piercing. So, you know, it's probably a little better because we're not piercing through flesh. We're just poking in and staying in there. I'll say you don't want to take it out. If you take it out, there's substantial risk for infection. So you want to leave that in until, you know, until you hit your goal, until we tell you that you've hit your goal.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Robert. Robert, yay or nay on Chew Patrol?
No way. This is just too much. It's okay. To put something in your body like this, and it, you know, you've got to have some kind of battery on it or something, power source. It's crazy. It's a crazy idea.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you for that. I'm sorry to say that Robert does have a good point.
Tell you, Robert, the battery is very small. It's something that you need to charge maybe every 4 hours, but only for 10 minutes at a time. So long as you are near a place where a 6-foot cord could reach into an outlet, it's not going to be too inconvenient for you to charge. And this isn't fully in your body. It's as if you took a thumbtack and pushed it into your neck, mm-hmm. up to the thumbtack part. You know, there's the one part remains in there, right below your ear. But again, some people do these ridiculous industrial piercings, you know, worse than
you
this. And they're
do
done
this at
in,
home.
Yeah, you can do this at home with a very simple to use kit.
Let's go to Richard. Richard, yay or nay on Chew Patrol?
Oh, I would definitely yay this.
Yeah.
That's great, Richard. Thank you.
No, definitely. I count my chews anytime or all the time, and I'd lose weight this way.
Okay, we're great, Richard. Thank you for that. Thanks for holding on the line to say that.
And
we
that's,
appreciate
you know, that. I think people are forgetting that this is a new metric that you're not counting. For those of us that do, for Richard who has, it may not be as popular and mainstream as the calorie, but I tell you, chew count is a life-changing thing to keep track of.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You know, people caught on to something you said earlier about
sure.
the ability for this thing to record.
Yeah.
And that struck a nerve on text. 847 says, great. Now Steve just said that they tap into audio into the room. Now we're getting to privacy violations.
Well, I'll tell you, very few human beings will ever listen to the audio we record. We analyze it because there are many factors. You know, chew count is a very important one. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of other external factors, things that may be going on in your life that we want our experts to get into so that we can tailor that chew count to your specific needs.
Hmm. Yeah, 847 also says, now if you're listening to chewing, wouldn't you listen to other activities like office conservationists, private talk, sex?
Well, unless those things are very quiet, Chew Patrol would pick those up, but that's what we would call extra data, stuff we'd listen to, maybe have a laugh about, but we certainly wouldn't factor that into your personal chew count. Now, maybe the sexual activity you have would count in your favor, and we figure, okay, well, that's some exercise. We can up the amount of chews that we allow this person to have.
Yeah, that's right. You
can, yeah.
312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up on Chew Patrol. It's interesting, Steve. You're getting a lot of people asking a lot of questions.
Sure. Questions are good.
Right now, my count is more nays than yays, but that could change. If you're out there and you think it's a yay and you want to help out Steve tonight, let's do that. 312-981-7200 or hashtag frying pan on Twitter. We'll have more with the frying pan. Chew Patrol, stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
This is a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We are at the end of another episode of The Frying Pan, where local entrepreneur Steve Gadlin, who won on Shark Tank with IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, comes up with a new idea before he pretty much pitches it to Mark Cuban. He hasn't had a lot of success in the last couple weeks, but tonight is not a bad idea, but there are still a lot of questions.
Sure.
It's called Chew Patrol. Explain.
So Chew Patrol is a wearable / implant that goes into your skin behind your ear that monitors the number of times you chew every day. And we monitor closely as well to set that ideal chew count for you and make it very uncomfortable for you to chew more times than that agreed upon number. We emit a high-pitched shriek. We deliver a short, uncomfortable, I don't want to call it a shock, let's call it an electrical buzz. And we keep you at a chew level that's conducive to you meeting your weight goals.
This one is from 312. Will it measure what time you chew, like how late in the day? The later they chew, the likely the more calories, because it's junk food.
Well, that's possible. We don't care about the calories, I'll be honest, but we are measuring to the microsecond everything, every piece of activity that our sensors can pick up in your body. So, yeah, we know the time of the chew. That's not something we use in determining that chew count, though. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't worry about that. Late night calories, daytime calories, we don't care about this anymore. We're worried about the metric that matters, the chew count.
773 says, he says people who eat more chew more. He's wrong, dead wrong. The people who eat more chew less, eat faster, often gulp their food. Well, this guy doesn't care about medical risks. Nay to this ridiculous idea.
Jumping to a lot of conclusions. I'll say, hey, if he's going to say that if you chew less, you eat more, then fine. If I have a bag of 10 peanuts, it has more peanuts than a small bag of 3 peanuts. It's just that weird comparison, and I think he's confusing the listener.
Well, let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you are on with Steve Gadlin. Yay or nay to Chew Patrol?
Oh, I definitely vote yay.
Yay.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm actually thinking about it. I'm assuming that you'll have, some kind of Wi-Fi or something in the radio that's behind your ear.
Yeah.
But I think that there's something that you're missing, but an add-on that you could have. Let's say if I'm drinking a chocolate shake or something like that, or eating ice cream, I'm not chewing.
Yeah.
So what if you added an additional sensor that I could affix to the roof of my mouth, and anything that's, below a certain temperature, you could probably assume is not good for you.
Well,
so you could also, do that electrical shock.
Yeah, great. That's great. Ryan, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
We do one better, because that is an idea that I had, Ryan. The sensor picks up what you're drinking, and if we find it to be a high calorie drink, we emit a shock that actually forces your jaw to chew while you drink, therefore keeping all things apples to apples. We still get that chew count. It's just a little bit of mind body control, but nothing that you don't sign off on before you install the device at home.
Well, 312-981-7200. You can text there, or you can call 312-981-7200. You also can go to Twitter, hashtag frying pan. Okay, so this is the part of the frying pan, the end, where I read some of the more abrasive responses and comments, just because, half of this this exercise is to get you ready for all that's thrown at you.
Of course.
Okay, so let's start with 630. Just tuned in. You're an idiot.
Okay. Fair enough. They probably missed a lot of the pitch. So, you know, okay. If I tune into the middle of a Tom and Jerry cartoon, I have no idea what's happening. And I feel that cat and mouse, they're idiots too. So, fair enough.
708 says, bad. This is as bad as the scene on TV stuff. Flop.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what we got on this page. Okay. Sorry. Oh, okay, 312. Nay, nay, nay. Ouch, ouch.
You know, I think one thing we forget to do at the top of the show is tell people that yay means yes and nay means no. Yay and nay are not words we use every day, so, you know, maybe we need to remind them at the top. Mm-hmm. If they're calling to say nay, 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 that means no, no, no.
Well, 219 just says no. And 224 says, are you kidding me? Worst idea ever.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about one more feature.
847 says, totally absurd. Stick to drawing cats. I like that one.
Yeah, we get that every week. That's, you know, there's a feature people are not hearing that I think really sells this, is that in addition to counting the chews and forcing you to chew if you're having a milkshake or some ice cream, if we feel you've gone, if you're dealing with the buzzing and you're dealing with the shrieks and you're still going past your chew limit, we can inject a chemical into you that makes you vomit on the spot with no warning. So what that will do is mitigate that extra calorie intake by defying Chew Patrol's orders.
If you're trying to get people to like it, the last thing you want to do at the end of the pitch, Steve, is add something like vomit. Because that, to me, is a negative connotation, and it would make people shy away. They don't think, oh, now I like it. I was on the fence. Now I like it.
Look, I'm not talking to the people. I'm talking to the investors, Justin. And this is something investors want to hear because, vomit sounds bad when you're talking to the buyer, but that's not something we put on the box. That's not something that's in the – well, we mentioned in the radio commercials. We do not show it in the television commercials. So it is a feature that makes this different from – any other diet tool out there. And, you know, the investors like that about it. Mm-hmm. They will like. Mark Cuban will love this product.
Let's go to Julie. Julie, you're going to be our last call here. Julie, yay or nay on Chew Patrol?
Yay for sure. But I think you guys are making it a little complicated, and it doesn't have to be. So, you know, because the sensor on the roof of the mouth, and if you do ice cream, then it's not exactly chewing. And so I would tweak the idea a little bit. And I don't know if you remember, but like years and years ago when people got braces, they had to wear that like head strap thing that, you know, you held your teeth in, you know, and moved your teeth.
Like
it was
night.
Yeah, it's like a cage in front of your mouth, like a, you know, to move your teeth. And I think I would sort of go that route, and that would be the sensor. So anything coming near your mouth, you get zapped. And then I think you have your choice of where you put the sensor when you get zapped. So you don't have to worry if it's like chewing or swallowing a shake. You get zapped with anything that goes near your mouth.
Okay, Julie, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. I got to wrap up. What do you think about the cage on the mouth?
It's like a chastity belt for your face. And frankly, our patent is about an injectable in the back of your ear. Yeah. So it's useless information to me, but I appreciate the ingenuity.
The last comment, 847, is psst. That's P-T-H-T-T.
Okay.
So I think that's a negative.
Possibly, or they're imitating the high-pitched shriek that the device emits when you go past your daily chew count.
Well, I think that this one is probably a nay. You know, I think what we're looking for, especially if you're going to go out and pitch Mark Cuban, you want something that's going to be unanimous. So,
you know,
so
you know what
like
I want,
46%
Justin,
thing is not going
to
work.
What I want is your support on an idea. Honestly, I want you to come out in support of an idea and help me fend off some of these callers who aren't quite grasping it. Instead of being such a staunch defender of the listener.
My issue with supporting it, Steve, is I'd much rather support you because I think that you're a creative fellow and I appreciate what you bring to the table.
Sure.
I don't necessarily think that every idea that you have is sellable.
Well, you haven't thought any of them are yet.
I sort of opinions to myself. That's the thing. So.
Okay.
But I appreciate you, and I appreciate you continuing to bring your ideas to WGN and to the download, because it's hard to get out there. It's hard to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And it's hard for people to say stuff like you're an idiot or to hear that kind of thing. And and the other variations of You're an Idiot that you get every week.
It only fuels my ingenuity, and next week, I've got the Grand Slam.
Steve Gadlin of IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
See you Friday.
Yes, yes.
And thanks so much for listening to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. That was a fun one. Took lots of abuse from the WGN radio listeners. Want to give a special shout out to my favorite listeners, Steve Delahoyd and his sons, Paul and Frutiger. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Be well.